views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're going to work with another angel, another archangel this week in the show. I love working with the angels, so I thought it would be great to introduce you to some of them. I still speak with a lot of people that really don't know a whole lot about the individual angels. So, you know, why not? And right now, this one is all about the miracles and how to attract them in. And this is Archangel Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L. That's how I pronounce it. I've heard Raziel. I've heard all kinds of stuff. But that's how you spell it, R-A-Z-I-E-L. And I love working with this angel. And I actually want to share with you a little bit of my experience with this angel, because it's a very mysterious angel, but not. They all have a personality to me, which I find fascinating. I mean, they just do. They have personalities. And so this one in particular, his name means secret of God. And what I love about this one is when you're ready to really learn how to truly, like bring the miracles in. To some people, they go, well, that's magical. That's not reality. None of this is of this earth. None of it is. And when you're ready to do that, wow, this angel is amazing. And you will learn a lot. And he will also make you be proactive. Let me put it that way. With working with this angel is fascinating, because you have, how do I want to say it? It's like when I started working with him, I kind of stumbled on me, but I had asked for some help with some areas. And when you don't know who to go to, you have a guardian angel, and they will make sure you have who and what you need. And I just put it out there. It's like, I really want to learn deeper metaphysical connection. I wanted to understand at a deeper spiritual level. I wanted to feel a higher frequency. And I put all this out there. And I literally stumbled into this angel. And I say stumbled because that's what it felt like to me. But it wasn't that at all. It was actually, he was responding to my request. Now, how cool is that, right? And that's exactly what happened. He was responding to my request. And I remember I was at one of those conventions a few years ago. And, you know, where you go and you listen to everybody. I mean, Wayne Dyer, all them. And I had gone to this. And I remember that a lot of the vendors had their wares, and these were very spiritual artists. They had singing bowls, and they had, you know, crystals, bracelets, and all kinds of stuff. And I had never had things calling at me quite like this. Now, I hear different things all the time, but this was different. It was very unique, and it was like almost a summoning, and that's what it felt like. So I just started following, where was the sound coming from? What was just drawing me in with such curiosity that I just couldn't resist it? And I had to go there. And when you experience something, and I'm not saying he does that with everybody, but when you experience something like that and your curiosity is off the chart and you're still a little nervous, you can always ask for that protection to make sure it's safe. Well, I did, and it got louder. So I knew this was divine. I knew they were calling me and I was so intrigued. Well, it ended up, I ended up at this table and there was these beautiful bracelets and there was hundreds of them. And it was this one in particular that every time I put it on, because I was trying different ones on, that it would just start speaking really loud to me. And I thought, okay, I mean, my entire body had these chills all over it. I knew, okay, what in the world is going on here? I've come to find out it was a bracelet that was tuned to Raziel. And what's really interesting is they didn't even have it on the table. This one was a very small one, and they had put it away under the table because most people had a larger size they were buying. I do have a kind of a small wrist, and usually a lot of things are trying to fall off my wrist. And it was under the, it wasn't even out there, but I kept hearing it. And she goes, and she had me going through all these bracelets, putting them on. Nope, not the same thing. Take it back off. Put it on. Nope, it's not that one either. She goes, well, you do have a small wrist. Let me pull this one out from under the table. And she does and puts it on me. And, you know, the whole goosebump thing all through my body. And it never stopped. I went, oh, my goodness, that's it. She goes, well, let's just make sure. She took it back off. Tried others. Nope. Put that one back on. Yep, that was it. Uh-huh. So obviously, you know that I went home with that one. And I had that one with me for probably 4 years. Four and a half, a little over four, kept it with me all the time because he was working with me. And it was a way for me to connect with him with a stronger antenna is what he was doing. So he was helping me out. And you never expect something like that to happen. But if you really have that intention and you put it out there, they will help you tenfold. If you have some intention to truly learn and really go there and improve and grow on a soul level, they are there. If you want to heal, they are there. He wanted to make sure that I was connected pretty good. And I thought, oh my gosh. And from that point on, I knew I had to work with him. And then it really got interesting. Because what you think you've got all figured out, he's going to show you. You probably don't. Yeah. And he's not a big talker until you stop talking. No. You know, you can ask and ask and ask, but he'll wait till you calm down and quiet down. This is how he worked with me. So I can give you that experience. Okay. I'm not saying it's the only way, but this is how he worked with me. And it's like, okay, when you can stop talking, I will give you some things to do. And he will give you tasks. He will give you, you're very proactively working with this angel. And I found that fascinating. It was like, okay, it's like hands-on. It's like, okay, I'm going to have you practice doing this. And it reminds me of that movie, you know, Wax On, Wax Off. You know, the movie with Mr. Miyagi and Karate Kid, I think is the name of the movie. And it was all a long time ago. And he would get mad because he'd have to go practice all these things that didn't make any sense. Well, that was Raziel for me. He wanted my own head out of the way. Absolutely. And I absolutely love the things I learned working with this angel, the awareness that came through, the aha moments, and especially the miracles that you don't realize you're not noticing or acknowledging or even allowing in. Yeah, so we want to focus on that today because I know a lot of you out there is like, we could use a miracle right now. He will also help you fine-tune what that miracle is in your life and how many you actually have. He will also help you bring in those dreams that you feel no matter what I do doesn't work. You name it, he'll do it. And I really wanted to share this angel with you because he's amazing. Now, if you want to call in, if you have a question or you've had an experience with Archangel Raziel, don't hesitate to call in and share it with us. 1-800-930-2819 is the call-in number. So anytime you have a question or you want to know anything about anything we have on the topics of the show, don't hesitate to call in. 1-800-930-2819. Now, he's one that will not be in a hurry, okay? That's something that I want to share with you. He won't be in a hurry. He's going to wait for you to settle and listen. if I had any advice that I could give you on this angel, it would be, listen. He will teach you how much you're probably not listening. Yeah, I know. He will teach you how much you're not quieting down and listening, because you'll get like, well, say something. I keep asking, you know, am I doing all this stuff? And you'll feel like that a little bit at first if it's similar to mine. And I do give you that in disclosure, because he may find a completely different way to work with you, but he will. He absolutely will. And, but if you want to bring in those dreams and you want to bring in those magical moments, my kitty is over here sleeping right beside me snoring. So I don't even know if the mic's picking that up. That's what you're hearing if you hear something. And little 8-pound cat, which sounds like a lion. And, but if you really want to bring that into your life, if you want to bring in the magic, if you want to call anything magic, working with him is magic. I mean, he knows the secrets of God. He is the secret of God. That's what his name means. And if you look at the history, King Solomon worked with him. And there's a book of Raziel that when you study that and go look it up, it's one that was not written here on earth. It was written in the heavens. And that one is fascinating. But if you go and look at it and it doesn't make any sense, it might not be the right timing. Don't worry about that, because you can't really go through that one without him. Trust me. That's right. Everybody tries. Everybody's like, if they can't help themselves, they got to go try. And you can, but you probably won't get a whole lot out of it until you're actually going through it with him. And that's how he is about it, from what I have experienced. Now, we're talking about Archangel Raziel, working with this angel, getting to know who this angel is, and how he can help you learn how to attract miracles into your life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you just joined us, we're talking about how we can attract miracles into our life and working with Archangel Raziel to learn how to do that. This angel is amazing. He will challenge you. He will challenge you out of your comfort zone because that's how we learn best, to be honest. So expect that. Expect to be out of your comfort zone. Absolutely. Expect that he will take you on this journey that you're like, what? Why do I have to do that? What does that have to do? And this is the big one. What does that have to do with what I wanted to learn, what I asked? It will have everything to do with it. And you won't see it at the beginning, but just go with it. So it's going to challenge your trust. And you're not going to know all the answers before you go down that path. If I could explain that any better, I would. But that's it with this angel. I mean, he will challenge you. You will feel like that doesn't make any sense. You're going to have to decide for yourself whether to trust that or not. And he will find a way that is unique to you that will work. But it will be a matter of opening up and listening to what this angel wants to teach you. And he's got forever. He can wait. He can wait an eternity. I mean, he's not in a hurry. So and he'll wait for you to listen before you get anywhere. So know that. And I've said that and I will stress that because that's the biggest thing that I've noticed with him is he'll just wait till you're done. Till you run out of gas, run out of energy, whatever. And then that's when the learning and the healing and the growing begins. When you have no idea what to expect. And to me, honestly, when I started to take on the perspective of an adventure, going into student mode and, you know, think of it that way, and just not knowing, just trusting, I mean, really, because if you have like a perfectionism to you, which I, you know, I'm guilty of that. I am. And I have to know why everything. And I still do my best. I've changed how I work with what I want to achieve. Instead of perfectionism keeping me from ever starting or beginning anything, I've learned to be okay with it not going perfect. And I've learned to grow with it. And now you're applying that energy when you do that. It was one of the biggest things he taught me. He said, you know, you're going to redirect that energy that you use to be so perfect in everything you do. It was the overachiever, you know, the whole thing. And you're going to reapply all that energy that keeps you frozen from going forward or doing anything. And you're going to redirect it into just going in, not knowing for sure if it's going to work or not, being okay, and then you're going to, with enthusiasm, you'll learn how to, okay, that didn't work, let me try something else. And you've heard me talk about that in the last few weeks, because it's really important right now that we feel that, okay, that didn't work, but maybe something else will. We need to take on something of that perspective, so we can get through such crazy changing times, because they are changing by the minute. I mean, every day I kind of take a deep breath before I even look at news. And it's going to be like that when big changes are happening. Earth is changing. We're changing. You're changing. You're tired of the old thing. And, you know, the sensitivities are high. Everybody thinks that we have to fight and, you know, be right. But honestly, we don't want to be so much like that, that we divide our own selves. Because that's an old war tactic, divide and conquer. Like, don't do it to yourself. Don't do it within your group. So that's a big one. That's a big one. And we can't work together if we're doing that, if we're so busy spending all that energy being so mad about something or the past happened as part of you. You learn from it and you move on and then you leave the rest behind. Best advice I ever received was, what could you do better? What did you learn from it? And then let it go. And I say that to you because I know a lot of you are struggling with that. Raziel will show you, and you'll be so preoccupied in this new territory that's so unknown. And he will challenge you to take chances, not dangerous, not like that, but chances like to show you how capable you are, like your dreams, like, oh no, you know, what you want to write a book or you want to change your job, but you just don't do anything because you're so afraid of the upheaval and the disconnection and what people will think and everything else. So you don't do anything. That's what I'm talking about. He'll nudge you and he'll go, what about this and that? And he'll help you. He'll help you find ways to get around that huge obstacle that you feel is right in front of you. I love that about this angel. And it will feel magical because at one point, if you think about it, you didn't think you were capable of any of it. And he's going to show you how much you are capable of. Because once you're out of that comfort zone, once you're in unknown territory, all the assumptions are out the window. There are none that you can rely on. Ego has to take a back seat, and creative mind, your bright side of your brain, your spiritual side has to take over. Your higher self that's not worried about any of this will automatically take over because it's brand new and it's time to create new pathways, new patterns. Our left brain, our logic is very much the what we know, what we've learned, how we've done it over and over and over again, or how we were taught to do it. Let him teach you a new way that's going to support you better moving forward, because that's what he can do. And, you know, he's pretty incredible. At times I thought, okay, what are we going to do now? And every time I put that, you know, now I had that bracelet, like I said, for like 4.5 years that he drew me to. And it was like putting on the antenna so I could resonate with him more. I don't know how he'll do it for you, but I do work with crystals a lot and I love them. They're always around me. There's a resonance to them. I hear them. I feel them. But working with energy, I would. And I feel it from nature. I feel it from animals. I feel it from other people. I'll walk into a room and I can tell you if it's toxic or negative energy that's been absorbed by all the objects in a room. Raziel really was a godsend, literally, for me at that time in my life. I needed clarification. I needed to not be afraid of all those things I was feeling as an energy healer. Working with energy, I feel it all. I feel the good, the bad, the not so good. I feel what everybody else has got going on. I had to learn a lot of things so I could be available to help everybody else that I'm helping right now. I had to do that. I had to understand, how am I going to help someone else learn energy healing or how to let things go if I'm not, right? And I was pretty much at one point, but there'll always be something new that I'll learn and grow and go to another level. I to be honest, I've been doing this for years. I've always had that connection my whole life, but I still feel like I'm learning so much. And now that we're moving into a higher frequency anyway, so your body feels it. There's headaches. A lot of people are having headaches. Wow, I had a couple. And then maybe the top of your head, you know, you feel something there tingling, maybe even itching. Your heart might be expanding. You might be feeling things there in your physical body in those areas. Because our new bodies are recreating all the time. Our bodies are changing and bringing in updated cells all the time. Right now, with these frequencies, we want to be able to make a healthy new body. I mean, and I can feel that's happening. I can feel, at times I feel younger than I did like a week ago or yesterday. I was like, okay, who wouldn't want that, right? Well, honestly, that's becoming more how I feel than not. And then I'll be led to change something in my diet or something that I crave. And so you're tuning in to how you eat. You're tuning into what your body needs for those cells. Some of you might find that your appetite increases. Your body is burning a lot of energy right now, shifting cells. If you are awakening and things are starting to like, why am I hearing this? Why is that going on? Why can't I sleep? You know, all these things, your physical body will feel it first. Working with angels can really guide you along that path because it is unknown. It's like, I've never had this before. What's happening? You might not need as much sleep as you were getting before. For me, that's a lot less because I never was one to sleep very long. 5 or 6 hours max from the time I was a kid. I was always like that. Well, when I studied and looked into what everybody else was experiencing as they were connecting and ascending and really working on their intuitive or psychic development, I found that as you connected and rose your frequency up, you didn't need as much. So I guess because I was connected the whole time, that was the answer to that. Well, now it's even less. So sometimes, you know, it's just the way it is, but I feel healthier than ever. Appetite changes. You know, you name it, it happens, but Raziel can help you with that. And if there's another angel that needs to come in to help you as well, he can help guide you with which ones you need. It doesn't matter if you don't know who to call on. All you do is just put that prayer out there because they'll automatically send you who you need. So you can request and ask to work with specific angels. But don't worry about that if you really don't know, because that's why you have a guardian angel. They know what you need in that moment. And let them guide you. Like, they're kind of like a guidance counselor, you know, like recommend things for you. They know your path. They know why you're here. They're here for you the whole life. And it's like, why people don't realize sometimes, I mean, that's just me personally. I can't imagine them not being there on a daily basis for me. So for you, think about that. So we are going to keep powering on with Archangel Raziel and how to attract miracles into our life. And we're going to keep powering on in little tidbits that could help you work with this angel. I'm going to take a short break here. When we come back, we're going to power on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just joining us. And we're talking about how we can attract miracles into our life. How can we believe and receive a miracle? And we're working with Archangel Raziel today, who has, his name is known as the Secret of God. He's the keeper of God's secrets. He's been known as that. And he's worked with amazing people in history, like kings, that have transformed countries. Okay. So it's a very magical, metaphysical, esoteric type of angel to work with. Well, they all are really, but this one's mysterious because you will learn when you're ready with him and he'll wait till you're ready. And I did say that. So let's talk a little bit about the miracles now. What can we do about the miracles? I mean, what can we do to, bring them in? Well, first of all, if you're in that unknown, out of the comfort zone right now, because so many things are changing, you just don't know which way to turn, it's a great time to ask for some help and just go, you know what, I can't do this by myself, and surrender to it and just say, you know, I just can't figure it out by myself. I need some help. That would be the first thing. Then that's the asking. We're really good at the asking part. That's number one. But number two would be, okay, so they'll go here. Okay, I'll help you. And then we have to receive and accept that. Are you still asking over and over again? Or did you stop and go, you know what? Thank you for helping me. Go to the next phase. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. Just receive it. Saying thank you is a receiving energy. You're saying thank you with appreciation and gratitude. It helps you to receive the help that you ask for. Yeah. And then it's taking it, I guess, one step at a time, because once you do that and you're on this path with Raziel, life gets interesting. It really will. It will get interesting. Expect it to get interesting. And surprises, unknown things. And if there's a lot of seeing the world for worst case scenario, if you're like that, like, you know, okay, say the road gets blocked on your way to work. And so everything's wrong with everything, you know, that kind of thing. How do you know he's not working with you in that moment? They'll take opportunity to teach you something. They'll take opportunity like, okay, you have a roadblock. So what are you going to do? You can sit there and complain about it. Or you could take that intention where, okay, I got a minute. I'm sitting here. I can't go anywhere. Gridlock in the traffic. What can I learn? And he'll be right there, man. And I mean, you will find that these interesting insights will come out of nowhere. Dreams. You may have dreams come in because we receive a lot of spiritual information easier in our dreams through subconscious. So a lot of times dreams become very active when we're working to connect in a spiritual way like this. I love the dreams, but I also love it when I can do that in conscious state too. But it's gonna take you willing to be flexible in changing up how you've always been doing it, because you can ask, and I want change. I'm tired of this. You can ask. But until you're ready to do something and change what you're doing, and he will offer these suggestions, he'll offer these experiences to learn a better way. He'll teach you new things. Maybe it'll be in your diet. How do you know that? Maybe it would be you'll be introduced to things you never thought you would eat or try, or you thought, oh, I don't like those. I don't want to do that. Or all of a sudden you just have this desire to detox from soda or whatever you're trying, or stop smoking or something like that. You're like, I really want to, or you want to start a workout program. Those things are part of how he will work with you as well. It'll feel like everyday life activities. But when your perspective starts to change, and what can I learn from changing the way I eat? What can I learn from listening to my partner better, or being more patient with the children, or my coworker, or being okay that there's road construction and I have to find another route for 6 more months or whatever? You know, our mentality and our thoughts and the intention that we put out comes from that. It will come from, are we approaching life negatively? Are we approaching it open-minded? Open-minded is going to be a big one here. You're going to want open-minded, flexible. Okay, I'm willing to look at something differently. Okay, I'm willing to try something new. Or I'm willing to give that up for maybe a day, a week, a month, see how I do. You know, where are you on this? You might have a little bit of all of it going on. You may have a little bit of all three. But when we ask, then we say, thank you for helping me. You've received that gift of an angel in your life that can really help you grow and learn. They won't do it all for you, and they won't violate your free will. They never do. They're from the divine. The divine's all about your growth. Your higher self is fantastic here in connecting with that. When you work with him, you have to work with the right side of your brain. You have to work with your creativity. Your second chakra, that's your creative one. And you will find that you will need to balance your chakras a little bit more. And I did talk about that a couple of weeks ago, because that's very important right now, that we address the chakras, that we address and keep that balance going on. There's a couple of weeks ago, there's a show there. I'm also doing a live web class on July 19 if you want to join in. All the information's at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We've had quite a few people joining us over there on the meditation class. And just for you guys in the meditation class, which is a free one, and it has guided meditations in it, you can go to do that. But I'm going to be adding some kind of really cool things to that one. So, and that class is building right now. It's fairly new. And that's all on demand. So I got lots of things out there to help you guys with this stuff. And I'm doing it as they give it to me. Because guess what? And, oh, well, if you think it's crazy, that's where you are with it. But I've got to give you what they're giving me. And a lot of the things they're giving me, it's not coming from where it was the way we used to do it before. It's fine tuning it. It's more like upgrades to what we did before. And I've been working with it, and I'm finding, wow, yeah, that's definitely making a difference. That's huge, huge. And I want to share as much as I can with you. So I'm learning it too while I'm bringing it to you. And most of the light worker teachers out there that I find to be for real, there's no names going on here. They are really having that intention to give you that. I'm finding that they're very similar. And I realized, because I knew I wasn't the only one, But we're all here uniquely sharing what we have. And that's all we can do is just give you everything we have. And then it's up to you to choose what you want to do. So we're messengers for that for you. And you know, Raziel, you know, I don't know. He came through last week in a lot of ways, and he actually helped me right before this show. I'm talking to him the whole time. It's like, okay, I have no idea what you want me to share with them. And he's like, don't worry about it. I got this, right? And I couldn't even get some of my stuff working right. And I was like, what in the world? Boom. He got it. He fixed it. Usually I ask Michael for that, but he was like, it's not a problem. We've got this. So, and here we are, of course. And I had to be okay that I had to find another route and be different with it. And I had to just go with the flow. And he will do that. And I knew it was going to be interesting working with him. I was like, are you going to like yank my chain again like you've done before? And he's like, probably. And he did, you know, he did. And it's okay, because that's what I'm teaching. That's what I'm trying to teach you, is expect the unexpected with him, really. And some of the stuff may not come across as a positive to you. But if you were to look at those and go, wait a minute, my reaction is the way I always did it before. What could I do different? How could I make this change? And then you'll start getting somewhere. You really, really will. You will start to find your way through that. Now, you've said thank you, and you've received after you've asked for help. And when we come back from break, we're going to take a break here in a moment. I will go over a couple of more things, like after you've received, how you can work with this angel and what else you can do. You will be proactive with this angel. You just will. It's not sitting around waiting for everything to change and then you jump on board. If this is for you, I find it curious. I have curiosity, so I love the unknown, because I love to learn. So I enjoy working with him, even though it can be interesting at times, very interesting. So anyway, we are going to take that short break. When we come back, we will power on with the last segment, working with Archangel Raziel and how to attract miracles into our life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
We are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching. We are live streaming, and you can check out all those details over on my website as well, and you can subscribe to finding out when the upcoming shows are, all that, jenroyster.com. I'm adding things constantly over there, and we have a lot of exciting things we're doing. So please come over and check it out. We've completely moved to a new server in the last couple of months, so we're still adding quite a bit of material over there, and I'm writing a lot of new courses. In another week or so, we're going to open up for the live web class on working with the healing crystals, which is one of my favorites. And we'll work with some crystal grids and stuff like that. So keep an eye out for that. If you're on my email list, you'll get all the information on that. Okay, last part on working with Raziel and attracting those miracles. Okay, now we've asked, then we've received, and we said thank you for helping us, which is the gratitude, right? And now what we need to do is we need to go into a place of, okay, faith. You have to have faith that he's got your back. A lot of times we ask for help, but we don't actually release and let go and let the divine help us. Let the angels help us. We don't trust that they've got our back, or that the divine does, or God, or however you say that, the source, universe. We don't trust it. Most of the time, things get hung up right there on step number 3. We're not trusting after we've asked. We said, thank you for helping us. So we received where they gave it to us. And then we end up putting it back. We don't let go. You know, we receive, but we're not, you know, releasing that part we need to release. So faith that they've got your back, or the divine does, and they will show you new paths. They will show you new ways to approach a problem. They will show you a solution that you may never have thought of. They will show you a new direction. They will show you what to get rid of in your life, what to let go of, what to add in. I'm going to tell you, it'll start happening. You take it one thing at a time. And so what if, you know, you ask, you go, okay, I don't want to do that. I'm going to have faith. I got this. So when the interesting unexpected happens, okay, it does. Trust me, with doing all of this live streaming stuff that we're doing with the live video feeds and everything, we always have something going goofy. But keeps it real. You know this is real. You know this is in the moment. And I think that's the best part. That's absolutely the best part. And you just go with it. You just do it. And, okay, wow, all right. I didn't see that crack in the sidewalk right there and tripping all over it, or whatever you feel just messed everything up that you had planned. And some of you are major pre-planners. You don't have any faith that you can just step into it one step at a time. It will challenge you, but it will be the best thing you've ever learned in your life. It will be so amazing. And life will open up for you, and the miracles can start to come in. So now you've got the faith in the unknown, and you know they've got your back. You're going to trust those things, and you're going to apply proactively You're like, okay, like I've got to practice doing something different, or I've got to go fix this, or I have to tend to this problem, or I have to find a new way, and you know, all these things. But you want to do it with a positive attitude that you're going to learn really good things. You're going to be stronger. And you don't want to hesitate with that, because every time you go with it and you learn it, you realize, wow, I did that. I didn't know I could do that. And then guess what that does? That raises your frequency and you feel good about yourself. It's a big deal. It's all intertwined. It's all connected to everything. And then now the miracles can come in, because the more you do that and then you feel better about you and your frequency starts to rise, because now you're seeing, oh, it's kind of important that I do some things that make me healthier and I think more positively. And you start to find that you feel better. Your body starts to respond. You feel better. Your thoughts are better. You find it. Make it a game at the beginning. Like every time there's a negative or a complaint, reverse it in an affirmation. Make it the opposite. Now, what I want to give you heads up about, and he's kind of nudging me right now with that one, and I'm glad he did, because it's a good one. It's important. And I need a sticky note everywhere so I remember this one too. You're going to find that you might be a little more sensitive to other people complaining, or, you know, what they're doing. And you can't go there. You don't want to go there. You want to keep your focus on how you're doing. So you're going to be practicing how to just stay here and not worry about what they're doing, because maybe they haven't chosen to learn this yet. They may not want to. They may never do it in this lifetime. That isn't how you're going to help them anyway. Because as soon as you do that, you've lost that connection, and it's never about what they're doing anyway. Never. A lot of times that is to help you practice. So it reminds me, and please, please take this as an analogy. Okay, guys, I'm not calling everybody dogs, but when you're doing dog training, it's very common to take a new dog that's learning how to behave himself on the road, on a walk, and maybe he has trouble and he's aggressive or barking at everybody, to practice walking by other dogs and to practice walking around other ones, and they don't change their behavior because of what the other dog might be doing. To me, that is fantastic advice for us in this. And you can say thank you to Raziel for that one, because he just brought that up and brought that to my attention. So, you know, taking it one step at a time, you ask, you say thank you, and I have a gratitude and an appreciation attitude, and then have faith in what he's going to take you through. And you're going to be proactive. You're going to be practicing. You're going to have, oh, okay, I've never quite done that before. What do I do now? Oh, I have never thought about doing that. It'll be a lot of new unknown. Okay. It'll be a lot of that. You have to know that. You have to know that's okay. And I want you to, when you see it popping up, smile and know, oh, he's working with me. This is one of my lessons. This is one of my modules. This is lesson, I don't know how many, you know, and you make a, oh, wow, I didn't know he was going to throw so many at me at once. We learn when we're out of the comfort zone, guys. And it doesn't have to be a negative experience out of the comfort zone. It just has to be new and different, and you don't know it. You have no idea. You have no clue. And that is when the magic begins, right there. It's going to begin right there, and it can change your life. And then you just go with a couple at the beginning, and then it'll be easier. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. The better you feel, the more strength and confidence you have in yourself. And then there you go. And now you know you're on track and you've been working with this incredible angel. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been listening today. It's been interesting working with him, and he's been playing and yanking my chain and playing little pranks on me too. And that's okay, because that's what this one was about. If you want to catch the entire show or the archives, we have them out everywhere. And you can find out all the information and links to all the networks the station, everything is over on my website, jenroyster.com. Listen to that. See, he's messing with me again. Jenroyster.com. JenRoyster.com. That one was funny. Okay. So we want to say thank you for listening or watching, and we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.